This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about Christian apologist Ravi Zacharias dying at 74 of cancer. The renowned speaker and author left a legacy, and many Christians are speaking up about how he impacted their lives. Stay tuned.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
Renowned apologist and author Ravi Zacharias died in his home in Atlanta on May 19th after battling a rare form of bone cancer. He was 74. He's survived by his wife of 48 years, Margie, and three children. Zacharias was well known for his powerful presentations of theology that taught listeners how to defend their Christian faith. He spent the majority of his life discussing existential questions about morality, life's purpose, and much more. According to his ministry's website, rzim.org, Zacharias was an atheist until he gave his life to Jesus at age 17. He started Ravi Zacharias International Ministries in 1984. Since then, the ministry has touched millions of lives in over 70 countries with the gospel. In 2017, the apologist established the Zacharias Institute in Atlanta to help train future generations in apologetics. But Zacharias wasn't just a great teacher and debater. He was also a best-selling author. His book, The Logic of God, won the Christian Book Award in 2020. After hearing of his death, many prominent pastors and Christian leaders mourned his loss. Franklin Graham wrote, "Ravi Zacharias, one of the great Christian apologists of our time, has stepped into the streets of glory and into the presence of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords." Graham continued on to say, "Don't feel sorry for Ravi Zacharias. His fight with cancer is over, and he has placed his crowns at the feet of the one who deserves all glory and honor. For those who have put their faith in Jesus Christ, we will see him again on the other side of the river." End quote. Former football star Tim Tebow wrote this, "To my friend, my mentor, and a great hero of the faith, Ravi Zacharias, thank you. I know I'll see you again, and I look forward to that day. Love you, brother." End quote. Pastor and evangelist Greg Laurie wrote this, "We lost a real treasure and champion of the faith today. Ravi Zacharias has gone to heaven. Thank God for the thousands of lives he touched." End quote. To read more about Ravi's life and legacy he left behind, visit charismanews.com. Tune in next time to the Charisma News Podcast.
Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.